The announcement comes several months after the government lifted some COVID-19 restrictions last May. Vice President of the country's service cluster, Hassan Abdelbaghi Akol, says all social gatherings, including religious and political events, are prohibited. All schools and universities will be closed except classes scheduled for examinations. All incoming passengers traveling from other countries into South Sudan must carry COVID-19 free test certificates to be allowed into the country. And the Council of Ministers will only hold extraordinary meetings. Akol says the government has ordered law enforcement agencies to enforce their restrictions.
All the uniform forces must strictly follow the COVID-19 and measures, and finally, the National Task Force instruct the law enforcement agencies to take immediate action to impose the order.
The government first imposed similar restrictions in March last year, but gradually lifted several of them. Akol says the National Task Force on COVID-19 decided to reimpose the restrictions because of a recent rise in the number of COVID-19 cases. In the past 2 weeks, South Sudan registered 358 positive cases, according to Akol. Prior to that time, daily figures ranged between 10 and 25 cases. Some South Sudanese in the capital, Juba, welcome the announcement but say they doubt the government will fully implement the restrictions. They say South Sudanese authorities and ordinary citizens have been reluctant to pay attention to COVID-19 preventive measures. Juba resident Nono Diana says the behavior of some South Sudanese, including government employees, pose a challenge to preventing transmission of the virus.
I remember going this last year, December, to one of the police stations at Melekia when I was wearing a mask. And, you know, the trauma that came, you know, policemen were asking, why are you putting on this mask? What is the problem? Imagine these are government officials. And can you please remove this mask? Are you the people who are still saying corona is there? So I think the government must start from these institutions to make sure that even within their facilities, they adhere to these restrictions.
Another Juba resident, Wani Steven, says most police officers and troops seen along roadways do not enforce COVID-19 safety measures.
Even if the traffic, the police, the army look along the road, they have not affecting it because like people don't understand about this policy, this action that has been issued by the vice president. So the relevance of that lockdown will not be much felt by the citizens. The only thing is to educate the public about preventive approach.
Dr. Akwai Cham, an associate professor of public health at the University of Juba, says the coronavirus remains a public health threat and wonders if the government will get serious this time about enforcing the restrictions.
For me, I need to look at what is going to be different this time, because we had the same move back last year, and most of the time there's a decrease like this. That usually is not followed by enforcement of what was decreed. For example, the social distancing, the transportation going halfway, and also gathering in places usually seem to continue.
Few preventive measures are being observed by the public in recent months. Church and mosque services have gone back into full swing, and most attendees do not wear face masks or observe social distancing. South Sudan so far has registered 4,267 cases. South Sudan so far has registered 4,267 positive cases, including 66 deaths and 3,634 recoveries. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.